We've been reporting this morning about a Swiss bank, UBS. The bank says a rogue trader generated a $2 billion loss. How did he do that? He seems to have made some rogue trades, some unauthorized trades to the tune of $2 billion. The 31-year-old man was arrested in London this morning. Joining us now from London, Louise Cooper, who works for BGC Partners, which is a firm that specializes in financial services. How exactly, Louise, did this rogue trader get away with $2 billion?
Well, we don't know. I mean, the details are remarkably sketchy. The word on the street, the mutter from the gutter, is that it was a Swiss franc trade. If you remember back only last Tuesday, 10 days ago, the Swiss National Bank came out and it said it was going to intervene heavily into the Swiss franc to stop appreciation. And you saw the Swiss franc collapse 8% in literally a matter of seconds. Now, that's a huge move for the currency markets. And the rumor is that was the trade, that the trade that caused him so much pain and so much loss was that the based around some sort of currency overlay potentially for an equities trade. But to be honest, this is not fact. This is just what I'm hearing from the street.
We're speaking with Louise Cooper with BGC Partners, which is a firm specializing in financial services. Well, let me ask you, Louise, I thought that after Lehman Brothers, after the financial collapse of 2008, that there were systems and regulations in place that would make it impossible for someone to even be a rogue trader, let alone a rogue trader to the tune of $2 billion.
It is quite clear, if you speak to any of the brokers here at BGC Partners, they will tell you that the traders they speak to at the big global banks have much more risk control imposed upon them. You know, if there's any kind of issue and the risk people come over, they have to close their positions out pretty damn quick. So things have changed dramatically since 4 years ago, since pre-financial crisis. So that has absolutely happened. But I just think it's almost inevitable. If you have, you know, human history teaches us that if you have smart, motivated people, they will always seek to get round the rules in some way, shape or form. And I actually think it's more amazing we don't get more of these rogue trades, given how many billions and billions of financial transactions happen every single day. And to be fair, this is a highly unusual move in the Swiss franc that we think has caused this rogue trade.
And let me ask you, I mean, we're told that the UBS, the Swiss bank, may post a loss this quarter because of this rogue trader. But is there a longer term damage to the UBS bank?
If you look at the full year numbers, they're expected to make about £5 billion, about 7 billion Swiss francs profit for the year. This one trade takes about a third off that. So it hits profits to the tune of about a third. So not a huge amount, which is the reason why the share price is down 5-7% this morning. What is more worrying, though, is the reputational damage to UBS. UBS's jewel in the crown is their private bank, looking after rich people's money. Rich people like their money looked after terribly carefully. They don't like to see their private bankers work for a firm that loses money with rogue traders. So more concern is the reputational damage done to UBS, and UBS has not done a great job through the financial crisis. So there were concerns there already.
Louise Cooper works for BGC Partners. It's a firm specializing in financial services in London. Louise, thank you so much. What we're talking about this morning is Swiss bank UBS, and we're discovering that a rogue trader at that investment bank generated a $2 billion loss with unauthorized trades. That man, a 31-year-old, was arrested this morning in London.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.